CAM 1100, best Browns coverage on Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder, brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get a super low home equity rate at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank or call 800-242-BANK, equal housing lender. Fred Greetham, Orange and Brown Report, joins us on Tuesday morning. Morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning.
All right, what they're saying at Berea.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say perplexed. I think we have to play better. I think we know that we're not playing at our level we expect. So it's not like we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We don't know why we're not, you know, producing. We have to play better. We have to play sounder. You know, we're not throwing our hands up in the air saying, I'm not sure how this isn't working out. We know what we need to do better.
Fred and Mike Snyder, that's, yeah, when you're at 4-4, I mean, that's what I'm...
Yeah,
that's what we're hearing.
That's J.C. Treader, yeah. and Fred, it's an offense in four of those eight games that's scored 14 points or less.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the last three games, it scored 41 points. And we were expecting so much more out of this offense. It was explosive in the second half last year. And you had the same coach, same system, same 11 starters. And what's the reason why this year they've kind of went into a shell? And I really think it's on the offense to get back on track. The defense is doing enough, you know, to win games, hold teams to 15 points. You got to be able to score points. And I just think that, you know, whatever they talk about looking at the film, I think they need to look at the film. They started the season explosive against the Chiefs, and we saw it in the Chargers, but the last 3 weeks has just been really dismal.
Well, you know, you go back, Baker, I don't know, since he did suffer the injury initially, yep. I don't know how big of a factor. That certainly looks like it's impacted him, but this is a no-excuse business, Fred, and they've got talent on this team. And, well, you see Beckham again. We're still talking about getting the ball to him, but it seems like everything's wrong right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, and that's the coach continually takes blame for the offense and Beckham and the problems. And, you know, it's either, you know, it's one of three things. It's Beckham, it's Mayfield, or it's Stefanski. And I think he's trying to get him involved in the game. So there's still something definitely wrong, you know, with the connection there. And you know, the crazy thing is as struggling as they've been, they're only two games behind in the loss column of the top in the AFC. And everybody thought the Titans were sailing along. And then you see what happened with Derrick Henry, who's such a big, big part of that team. So, you know, that's where it is. They can right the ship, and who knows?
Well, yeah, and Fred, with 17 games, and it's almost a battle of attrition. Who will be healthy then? The thing is, you got to be there and have a chance to get into that postseason. Now, today is the trade deadline, Fred. What's your feel for that? Do you think they may make a move?
I really don't think they're going to make a big move. If they do, it could be for a backup offensive lineman. You know, they lost Hubbard, and they've been kind of trying to fill in Blake Hance for Conklin. But it is so much different in baseball, where a guy can kind of plug in right immediately play in football, you know, unless you're a edge rusher and just go get the quarterback. It's hard for a guy to fit in the middle of the season. So maybe a minor move. I don't expect anything really big.
Fred, when you look at the next couple of weeks, as you point out, they're really not that far behind to having the best record in the AFC. However, you got to go win a game now in Cincinnati, and also even New England now. They seem like they've gotten a little mojo working. They went out to L.A. and beat the Chargers. These next two games are just huge. Now, every game is big, but what my point is that you've got to find a way to win this Sunday, because in the NFL, one or two games back seems like everybody's in that kind of situation.
Well, it is, and we talked on the pregame show, is that didn't expect to say a must-win in October, but they had two of them, and they won one, lost one, and now you're in the same situation. And when you look at the schedule, it's not what you thought before the year. I mean, the Bengals are a legitimate team, and then the Patriots, and right on down the line the rest of the year, you know. And so they have five division games. To me, those are the most important. You can still turn things around, but you got to win those games, and you got to start this Sunday.
Best Browns coverage, Fred Greetham, the senior analyst at the Orange and Brown Report. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred Greetham 9. Well, you earned that. Fred, thanks much.
I'm the old guy. Thank you.
Experience. Thanks, pal. Hey, Browns do travel to Cincinnati this weekend, taking on the Bengals Sunday. Countdown to kickoff, presented by Dollar Bank, 9-1 here, WTAM 1100. 106.9 FM or on your smart speaker on iHeartRadio. Tomorrow morning this time, Ricky Stanzi checks in on, I'll be interested to get his take on what, how Baker played.
Yeah.